Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Speaking about community, it's all about Love Our Neighbor Community Week here at, well, today at Substation 2. And you can hear there's a bunch of people here all about supporting the good work of Bethel Shelters. And we have those people right around the table with us today. Yes, we do. Emily Sutton, the Reverend Emily Sutton, is with us today, along with her sidekick, Richard Murr. And these two make a lot of good stuff happen in our community. So, for those who are new to our community, tell us a little bit about you, Emily, just your background.
So I'm originally from Johnsville, South Carolina. I grew up on a farm where my mom still lives, and I went to Union High School, Wofford College, and Duke Divinity School, where I was called to serve in the South Carolina Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church, and I was appointed to Bethel United Methodist Church back in July of 2012, and I wondered why God sent me to Rock Hill and to Bethel. And the reason I believe God sent me to this place is, first of all, I've got a great congregation at Bethel United Methodist Church, but also there was this thing called the Bethel Men's Warming Center when I arrived.
Oh,
and
really?
Yes, I didn't start the ministry. It was already started. And I think part of my calling was to help this ministry to be able to serve our community to grow. So since 2009, we've become a year-round emergency shelter for homeless men. We expanded in 2021 to serve men and women at the Pathways Community Center at our day shelter location. And so I'd like to say we're now open 23 hours a day, 365 days a year, ensuring that homeless individuals in our community have a safe place to sleep, a hot meal to eat, and pathways to self-sufficiency. So that's a little bit about me, Manning, just a little.
So somewhere along the line, he came into the picture.
Well, actually, I was on maternity leave.
Yes.
And Richard, should I tell the story? Do you want to tell it, Richard?
Sure, you can tell it much better than I do.
Richard showed up at Bethel for a Christmas Eve service. By the way, our Christmas Eve service is at 5 o'clock every year. It's candlelight with Holy Communion. All are welcome.
Get those plugs in while you can.
You've got a list of them going in.
I know. But Richard showed up, and I was on maternity leave. I just had my youngest child, and he's like, there is something special about this place. He had served a meal a couple of nights prior with a group of friends at our night shelter. And he was like, I'm going to just visit this church. And he fell in love.
Yep, sure did. I grew up in nearby Clover, South Carolina, and started a family in Fort Mill, and I've been in the Rock Hill community now for about 15 years. And as Emily said, I came to Bethel in October of 2016 and served a meal one evening with not the intent of finding a church home, a new church home, but just fell in love with the shelter and the work that I saw there. My first visit on that Sunday at Bethel, and you know, Emily was not there, but I just fell in love with the congregation. It was just something special about the place, everything they do. It was the warming center at the time, the soup kitchen, and just a heart to serve people in the community. And it's what I was looking for. So I felt, God had called me to that place. And I certainly have discovered over the last few years that he certainly did. And it's helped me fulfill a passion in my life on helping others.
And,
wow.
And Richard showed up in my office one day and said he wanted to get more involved. And he wanted to know.
Well, that was a mistake.
Don't ever tell Emily you want to get more involved, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Then I tried to find a way out.
Yeah. And I said, no. Yeah. I think this is where God is calling you.
Jeez. So now what year was this, Richard? Excuse me?
2016.
2016. So you've been a loyal lieutenant for, 7 years?
Yeah, going on 7 years.
Now, Emily, when you arrived and you had a warming center there,
yes,
you were handling roughly how many people?
On a high night, it'd be 20.
20.
On a low night, it would be like 9.
And you only did it seasonally?
Only seasonally, mid-November to the end of March, 1st of April, only during the coldest months of the year. We were open every night, and we were partnering with the United Way to make that possible.
So what happened that all of a sudden we decided we're going to expand this mission? I'm not talking about the most recent expansion,
right,
but going from a warming center to something, to the next step.
Well, Richard and I went and visited the Men's Shelter of Charlotte on Ash Wednesday of 2019. And we had already been, we had had clients ask us, you know, why aren't you open year-round? Why do you close your doors at the end of March, 1st of April? And we didn't have a real good answer why. And we went up to the Men's Shelter of Charlotte, now it's roof above, and visited with Del Mullinax.
Yep.
And Del Mullinax told us some stories. And one was, one of the things that you are doing, or that they do at Roof Above, and that we do here at Bethel Shelters, is that you provide a place so that individuals are not dying on the streets. This was Ash Wednesday, right? So we're talking about the day that you face your mortality.
Yeah.
The day that you're going to talk about, you know, what it means to face death.
Yeah.
And so we sit there, we're talking to Dale, and Richard and I went home, and the thing that we both said to one another, the only reason we're not doing this is not because we don't have the ability or the space or the time, it's because we don't have the funds. And so, as Richard likes to say, we didn't have a nickel to our name, but we leapt out in faith and decided to move year-round April 1st, 2019.
So you must have had to go back to your congregation and say, this is what's in our head, we want to do this. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, we did. And we went back to them, and it was a simple yes. I mean, it really was. It was just, that's the thing about Bethel. I mean, our doors are generally always open. And when we had that ask of the church, it was just, and to Emily's point, I remember our financial person at the time, she's like, well, how are you going to pay for all this? And my answer was, I have no idea, because we literally didn't have two nickels rubbed together at that point. So that's when we started reaching out to our community, telling our story, what we wanted to do. We've got some short-term funding in place to carry us to March 8th. I'll never forget it. Yeah, because I'm like, it was $8,000. I'm like, if we take this $8,000, that'll get us to March the 8th. May the 8th.
I was going to say,
yeah,
March.
May the 8th. And we've never looked back since. It's just been an amazing thing. We live in such a special place with people that have just a tremendous heart for what we do in other agencies as well. I mean,
I just look behind me just now. I mean, look at all these people here today.
Yeah,
our
yeah.
community is amazing. We have we live in one of the best communities in
yeah,
the world.
I mean, this place is rocking today.
Yeah.
It is rocking.
Yeah,
and this is just the kickoff of a week's full of restaurant activities, mm-hmm. culminating with a big barbecue event over at the church. And the bottom line is all these participating restaurants are taking a portion of today's proceeds and handing it over to your ministry to
that's
do this
correct.
Work.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
It's amazing thing.
So we've gone from 20 people in a seasonal warming center to what are we doing? What are the numbers now?
So we have 40 beds year-round at Bethel. During the coldest months, we turn no one away. We are able to do that by partnering with local churches in our community. But currently, our 40 beds are full. We have been, since the middle of July, turning away 5 to 20 individuals every single night. In 2023, thus far, at our night shelter, we've served 267 different men at our night shelter this year. At our day shelter, we're seeing between 70 and 85 different men and women every single day. And we've served 561 different men and women at our day shelter thus far this year. So when you ask about numbers, it is more than we ever have seen in my 11 years as the pastor of Bethel, the executive director of Bethel Shelters, I've never seen this much need in our community.
And it's really all a function of this tremendous amount of growth that we've had in this community and this economy. Because it's interesting that we hear too often people say, well, these people aren't from here. They, you know, where are they coming from? But the data says a different story.
That's exactly right. So we looked at our numbers. About 75% of all of our guests at both shelters are from York, Lancaster, or Chester County, the majority being from York County. So the other 25% are from a variety of different places, whether that's, you know, Columbia or Greenville or somewhere, maybe even Union, South Carolina, where I'm from, right?
Yeah.
They could be coming from anywhere in the state of South Carolina, maybe a few from Charlotte, maybe from out of state. But as we know, I'm not from Rock Hill. I moved here from Union. Well, actually,
sure.
I moved from Columbia.
Yeah.
So, you know, folks are moving, they're transitioning, but 75% of our guests are from York County.
And I think there's one thing to point out here. We are the only emergency shelter in the Tri-County area. I had the opportunity to be in Lancaster at a church yesterday morning, and they were sharing with me about their growing homeless population down there. And in Lancaster, I know they're trying to get some things off the ground, but they're just not quite there yet. So we have regularly men come to our night shelter from Lancaster, and we're able to serve them because that's what we've committed to do.
You know, what's also interesting, and I think we've all learned this, everybody has a story. I could go right through your evening crowd of 40-plus, sit down with them for 5 or 10 minutes, and probably most of the stories would be about the same. Something has happened to most of these people that has put them in this position. I don't think all of them want to be there by any means. They'd like to get back up on their feet and get a job and start being productive. And we're starting to hear those stories roll out from Bethel. We're hearing it from Pathways. We're hearing it from Lifehouse. It's not fair to say that all these people just want to be this way all the time. I think that's probably a much smaller percentage than those who want to get back up.
That's exactly right. I mean, we housed 10 men this summer. I wish I could tell you the story of each one of them, but my case managers could. But one of them I can tell you about, he recently moved into housing, I think, in the beginning of August, end of July. He had been with us off and on for a couple of years, and he was a veteran, and he was able to get a VA voucher. He had a wheelchair. He had multiple health issues, and he got to a place where he was ready, right? Where he was able to move back into housing because he was working with our case managers. We had been able to give him a safe place to sleep at night. We'd been talking to him, right? Creating those relationships, because I believe it's all about relationships.
Sure.
And so now he has been housed for, I guess, almost 2 months now, and is doing well, right? He celebrates that he has a safe place to sleep that he calls his own home. And there are 10 of those stories just from this summer. We also helped transition, last year I know we helped transition 36 different men into other programs. We work with the Haven Men's Shelter. We work with the Salvation Army in Charlotte. We work with Transitions in Columbia. We work with 180 Place based out of Columbia and Charleston. But we work with all of these different other service providers in order to help folks move out of our emergency shelter, right? So to move into their next step on their pathway to self-sufficiency.
And I think that's a testament to our case managers, Alicia Cohen and Brooke Leverett. They just do amazing work, and they have these relationships with our guests. And also with all these other agencies that Emily mentioned. So when we have someone that gets to that point, as you just mentioned, you know, no one wants to be in this situation. But sometimes, you know, when a person gets beat down so bad, you know, it's hard to pick themselves back up. And I think that's what we do nightly at our shelter through the dinner time hours, people coming in, and we call it loving on the guys, and through the guidance of Alicia and Brooke to get them into that next step.
You know, the fact of the matter is a traumatic experience can happen to anybody at any time.
Sure can.
Lose a child, lose a spouse, lose your job, lose your home. Yeah. And all that kind of stuff happens day in and day out.
Yeah.
Just seems to be we're getting more of it now because of what's going on with the economy. And that's just sad. And I tell you, what's interesting is that we've been finding out here more recently is the number of women who are in this situation. I mean, 3 years ago or so, less than 3 years ago, there really wasn't any facilities for women. And there we find now there's many women in this situation as there are men. Incredible. And that's what the Lifehouse was all about yesterday. So, okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about what it takes to do all of this, because this is not a simple undertaking. And the community keeps supporting it and supporting it and supporting it, and they need to keep doing that. So you are listening to Straight Talk, a very busy restaurant here today at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Our program made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union, Mille Lacs Schubert Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, how do we do this stuff? It's right here in white letters, and we know why everybody, like this crowd in here today, comes here for fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. And the count of three, we're going to tell you who don't know. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Here's another great catering idea from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
Well, we have the giant party subs. We make them any way you want, usually like our number 19. They're delicious and they'll feed a crowd.
Whatever your catering needs, Substation 2 has lots of options. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Have a catering coming up? You can get some great ideas from Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2.
We have giant party subs made on this beautiful Italian loaf of bread, piled high with 6 meats and cheese, and garden with any one of our 8 delicious fresh toppings.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Reverend Emily Sutton is with us, along with her able body operations manager, Richard Murr, and it's all about the Bethel Shelters, which have been serving this community for a long, long, long time. So quickly, the story as to what prompted you to go from just a nighttime shelter to a daytime shelter for men and for women.
I think we need to blame it on Lee Gardner.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. No, we had a coffee one morning, and we were talking about the day shelter that was at Pathways and the need for someone to come in and really take that and help make that a really great space for individuals to be able to get back on their feet and their pathway to self-sufficiency. And so I brought it to our board's attention. We prayed over it. We really considered it because, you know, this was not a part of our strategic plan. We had just created our strategic plan, and that was not the plan. And so we decided a month later that we would take this on because we thought it was important to expand services, to make sure that those in our community who were offering shelter to at night could then take those next steps towards pathways to self-sufficiency. And it has been an amazing program for Bethel Shelters. One of the things that we have added at the day shelter is a workforce development program, where we hired last July our workforce development case manager, Brooke Leverett. She is amazing. She has connected with businesses and town. She is working with the United Way's Financial Stability Network, and she is helping clients of the day shelter re-enter the workforce. Every month, we're taking folks to the DMV, making sure they have a Social Security card, because if you're homeless and you lose all your documents, you can't get back to work. So monthly, we're doing DMV visits. She's also doing mock interviews when folks are getting ready for a job interview. She helps folks with resume writing. We bring folks in to do budgeting workshops and thinking about how, you know how you manage your money, understanding your credit score. So we have lots of different programming that's happening through our workforce development program. And I'm going to let Richard talk to you. So workforce development is the big program. Within that program, we have something called the Back to Work program, which is Richard's baby.
Right. When we kind of had envisioned the workforce development program, we had many of our men that were leaving the shelters early in the morning to go to work at HireQuest and day labor places. So we were able to meet with the city of Rock Hill and got some grant funding through them. And we actually do litter pickup Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for the city of Rock Hill and actually for Pathways Community Center now. And we've done some work for Rock Hill Housing Development. But what that looks like is we can put an individual, in many cases, back to work within about 10 days through our program. So they're able to work part-time Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. That gives them the ability to still have the case management there and to springboard into the next program. And we had several individuals go to work full-time at West Marine. Then we've had, I think, five individuals housed through the program. That was
more than that.
Yeah, more than that now. Up the first year, five. So it's just been a great thing to see, to go from start. And this has started last July.
Well, I would venture to say that as far as litter pickup, you'll never run out of work. It's everywhere.
No. You pick it up today, then it's back again tomorrow, it seems to be.
In our first 6 months of the program, we served 117 different individuals in that workforce development program, helping them re-enter the workforce, or if they already had a job, get a full-time job, right? Or get a second job. The whole idea is that in Rock Hill, you have to make $22 an hour just to afford housing.
That's exactly right.
So if you're working two part-time jobs, working a full-time plus a third job, that's what we're trying to help folks be able to move towards financial stability, to move toward out of crisis into housing, and then we connect them with the Financial Stability Network with the United Way, because we believe that our clients at the day shelter, clients at the night shelter, they desire to have keys to lock a door and be able to call home.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Who wants to live in a shelter?
Nobody. So, Richard, do you offer these services to anybody except the city? I mean, if somebody needs some help, can they call you?
Absolutely. Yes. Well, we've had women from the Lifehouse within our program, and we've had individuals that were at the Haven in our program. So it's open to all.
And I think what you're asking is other businesses, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. So we would love to partner with other businesses to employ folks. I mean, we've had folks work here, right here at Substation 2,
right,
that have been a part of our program and have been successful. I want to say that, too. We have I can't divulge all the details, but because we have to keep confidentiality. But, you know, we just have had some great success stories by working with local businesses. And that's part of what this Love Our Neighbor Week is about, is partner with local businesses so we can help individuals re-enter the workforce, be able to move back into housing and work on their pathway to self-sufficiency.
So let's talk about what it takes to run this operation, which is what this whole event is about, is raising dollars. This is no small undertaking. just the security bill alone for Bethel shelters, you know, day and night, what is that approximately?
Right now, during the summer months, the day shelter and the night shelter is just under $4,000 a week. And come November, when we open our overflow, it's going to be an additional $1,500 a week. So we'll be looking at about $5,500 a week come November.
So about $220,000 a year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You said 200. I saw you write 200, and I was like, no, it's 220.
So yeah, 220.
By far, it's our single largest expense.
Then you've got, you're buying food to feed these people, right?
We don't have to buy food. Ah. We have amazing volunteers that provide meals every single night. There may be a meal here and there that our volunteers aren't able to provide.
Okay.
But the majority of our meals, I mean, it is amazing to watch our community step up every night and bring in meals for 60 during the summer months. In the winter, 80 meals for individuals.
And even those meals are funded because we have church groups that give funding for that as well. And Mr. Ruffalo here comes in a pinch and we need a meal.
You have electric bills?
We do, at both locations.
Right. So let me wrap this up for me. You got electric bills, you've got
rent,
water and sewer bills, you got rent, I mean, all that stuff. What is your monthly nut?
What do we need monthly?
Yeah, to make this thing work.
We need about $40,000 a month to make things work.
All right.
It is a huge undertaking. It is, you know, our largest bill, of course, is security. But we, you know, we do have people on staff now, which is a new expense. But in order to run programs, in order to offer that workforce development program, you have to have a case manager. Right. In order to connect people with services, right, you need someone that has a master's of social work degree that understands trauma-informed therapy, that understands cognitive behavioral therapy to be able to offer that to our community.
All right, so we're doing our Love Our Neighbor Week. We're here at Substation 2 on Monday, and you've drawn quite a crowd, to say the least. Where are we off to next, tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
the rest of the week.
Tomorrow, Gil
Taco.
Gonzalez at
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. We'll be at El Cancun and I Poppy's Tacos and Tequila. On Wednesday evening, we'll be at Showmars over here in Hurlong with City Councilman Derek Lindsay. Right. Thursday, we had three restaurants, Tika K Deli out in the TK area, Rock Hill Bagels and Deli here in Rock Hill, and dinner for Pier 51, which we will have our board meeting at Pier 51 on Thursday night. Then we end.
So come and see the Bethel Shelters board.
Yes.
And staff.
Then we end the restaurant tour at the Roasting Company, Roco, on Friday. It's officially Friendship Friday. We have a large turnout beginning around 4 o'clock and until they stack the chairs up on the tables at that night. So we have a lot different agencies come in on Friday, and it's just a great thing to see for us to connect and hang out with folks.
And then the pork and beans, right?
Go ahead.
We might say. The bread and butter of the event is our barbecue sale on Saturday. Buy your tickets now. We've already sold about 500 pounds of barbecue.
I just bought 10 pounds.
Yeah. So we are selling some barbecue this year, and it is the best. So Elam's Rolling Smoke and Caruth Pig Pen, we can't be more grateful for them and their willingness to make that barbecue. But it'll be 11 to 2 at Bethel United Methodist Church is where you can pick it up on Saturday.
And you need to order now.
You need to order now online or call the church office.
Online is what?
BethelShelters.org.
Okay.
And you can call the church office at 803-327-4881, and Mr. Alex Ruffalo will answer that phone call.
And that's going to wrap up our special program today. Congratulations to both Emily and Richard for the wonderful work that you do at Bethel Shelters and Bethel itself. What a great church to do all this kind of stuff. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, now let's see if we can get the peanut gallery over here. That includes you, John. Pay attention now. We do fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week. Not seven, but six. Got that? Between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. So how do we do it? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.